walking, we are walking, we are walking.
There was never any rest. You know, our guide, Ronnie, and that's who is doing the and we're walking and we're walking. He said he's coming to Atlanta.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think in January.
Mm-hmm. We'll take him up Stone Mountain.
Yeah, so we invited him to stay at our house. But when he gets here, we're going to explain to him, if you don't understand 400, 285, 75, 85
and Spaghetti Junction.
you're not going to understand Atlanta.
Topography and the roads. He was brilliant.
Yes.
Absolutely. And he's a former lieutenant colonel in the Israeli army. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have to appreciate that we are walking because the man knows how to walk.
Yes. You could definitely tell he had some drill sergeant in him somewhere.
Mm-hmm. We drove him crazy.
Yeah, we did. He said he won't remember us, but I beg to differ.
He will never forget.
Maybe not for the great reasons.
And Kelly would go up and give him a hug. It's all right.
And we found out that he was a big sports fan. And then when he travels to America, and he's traveled to all 50 states, he tries to pick up a little piece of sports memorabilia. Mm-hmm. So now he has a Clemson keychain.
Ooh.
Yes.
He won't forget you.
Yeah. He doesn't understand college football, but...
It's the topography.
Yes.
You have to understand the stadiums.
That's right.
touch the rock, run down the hill. There's a little Clemson thing for you.
It's Yom Kippur.
Yes.
So we've been talking about quite a bit. This has all been in the intro. That's scary. Well, because we've been talking about fasting, because it's a very big fasting. And in order, as we were joking about in Israel, you know, if the land is so important because of these mountain ranges and valleys, and until you go there, or when you go there, everything that you've ever read suddenly comes alive in a totally different way. Weirdest thing in the world. You'll come back, you'll start reading, rereading everything. You know, you'll look at the maps, you'll go, oh, okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And so these feasts and festivals are the same way. If you think about this first part of creation, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. It's day six of creation because the calendar starts with the creation of man. Because mm-hmm. in God's eyes, even though everything he created was for that purpose, creates man, the next day is a Sabbath. But we said early on, it's a shadow, mm-hmm. we learned in Colossians, substances of Christ. Mm-hmm. So
he didn't actually need rest.
He wasn't tired.
Physical rest.
The mountains don't bother him, apparently. But for us, definitely. Day six is man. Day seven is Jesus, in essence, all right? So both of those are part of the days of awe. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you've got 10 days. There's truly 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So by default, day six and seven, mm-hmm. those are already Sabbaths.
Right.
Because of that, if you have 10 days, you got another one in there too. So you got the potential of 4 to 5 Sabbaths falling right here in Yom Kippur. So there's a lot of resting going on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Sabbathing. And then when you get to Yom Kippur, you have got the Sabbath of Sabbaths. And what I always say is I believe it's just God's favorite day because it is the day. When you think about it, God has one real agenda. That's why you got day six, day seven right there together. He's meeting with you in the middle of the garden. He's never going to stop wanting to meet with you and walk with you and mm-hmm. be intimate with you in this garden setting of all his provision. He's given you Christ. He's given you everything. But now he just wants to meet with you. He wants to walk with you and help you see and hear and talk with you. So Rosh Hashanah was the creation of man. Yom Kippur is probably the fall of man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're looking. You're looking in this downward descent. We're walking. We're done walking. And this is the end of the walking.
Because we're dead in our sin.
Yeah.
Dead in our transgressions.
And you would think that'd be God's least favorite day. But, you know, this is the day that Adam missed the appointment with God. Mm-hmm. That's the best way of looking at it. You may say to yourself, you're busy, you're working hard, you're doing this, you're doing that. But understand, when you neglect time with God, what you're doing, you're going back to Yom Kippur. And instead of fasting and seeking and praying with God, you're doing the Adam on the 10th day. Mm. You're saying, you know, I have this appointment with you, but there's this tree over here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to be the one that determines what's good and what's evil.
Right.
It always is going to come down to that. If you look at every flaw and failure in your life, it'll come right back to that day. And it's because that was the temptation from Satan. Mm-hmm. If you eat from this, you're going to be like God, knowing good and evil. And knowing isn't being intimate with. Knowing is being able to choose in that sense. So we want the right to say, you know, God likes this, but I kind of like this. And that's the heart of this day. That's the heart of all of this, right, is the surrender to God. So in the end, Adam misses his appointment.
Yep. Mm.
Instead of going there at the garden, that's a tree of life, or in this sense, it would be the temple, the tabernacle, where the glory of God is, he goes to where the tree is, of knowledge of good and evil, and he meets with Satan. Boy, what a bad meeting that one was. Bad choice.
I mean, to put it in the context of the missed appointment, you know the sheer terror you have when you have something on your calendar, and then somebody calls at 11:15 and said, hey, you had an appointment at 10:15 at 11 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh.
Right.
This is much
more severe.
This ain't it.
Right.
So this was the day that God kills the animals to make the skins for Adam and Eve. They chose fig leaves. They're already by the fig tree. They're eating figs, having a good old time.
Sure.
Dying forever. God says, no, you know, that is not going to work. I've got a better plan. So this, in that sense, represents the day that was spoken of Jesus, who was slain from the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. So all of these days of creation, in a sense, of this is all the foundation, but from the very beginning at Rosh Hashanah all the way to Yom Kippur, this is the
day. First sacrifice for sin.
That's right.
The sacrifice for atonement.
And he is, in a sense, those skins of those animals.
Wow.
That covers what they attempted with the law. So they are very biblical in a sense. They went to the fig leaves, which was the law. And he says, no, when I do this, here's what's going to follow the law is my skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's me. I'm going to clothe you with myself. Mm-hmm. So think about this. There is even a deeper thought there. It really is his skin. You know, we are in Christ. He put on skin for us. He was flayed and bled and all that for us, because we are going to be come one in Christ.
Mm.
So before the Jews, before Moses, before the law, there are days that would become the fall feasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So before anything that we know of the law, these days are eternal in the sense that you will celebrate them on into eternity. You might say, why in the world are Christians? Why are you even talking about Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and all these fall? Well, these are eternal. Even in the New Jerusalem, when it all happens, the Bible says we're going to interact with these feasts because they'll always point to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there'll always be a Sabbath rest because he is the substance of that Sabbath, all right? So, in one sense, we have scripture, Jesus celebrated them. So Yom Kippur is also, now this is where you go to the probablys, but is also probably the actual return of Christ. Rosh Hashanah is the blowing of the trumpets, the taking away of the church, and Yom Kippur would be the return. So this one would be up on Mount Megiddo on the white horses and all that.
Oh, yeah.
This is that day. It has 25 hours. And that's why they say it's that, because nobody knows the hour. You can know the day, but you just can't know the hour. So just to put it all in context, you have three spring feasts. So you have Holy Week, if you kind of grown up in the higher churches, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. Passover begins the first day of the spiritual calendar. It's Jesus on the cross. We're born again. Then you have, this is in the spring, you have first fruits, which is Resurrection Day, the Sabbath that you begin counting 50 days to Pentecost, which is the next holiday. It's Pentecost and the Holy Spirit was poured out. The Jews actually believe that is the return of the Messiah, but they missed that slightly. They got it right that it was the Holy Spirit, so it was God coming back, but in a different way.
Right.
But that's when Moses received the first set of 10 commandments after fasting 40 days. So that has a lot to do with what we're going to do. He breaks them at the golden calf, but also interceded for the people, telling God to strike his own name from the book of life rather than killing all the people. Again, beautiful picture of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're in the fall. We've already, you have to kind of go a little bit further back to the month of Elul. I was here talking in the first of Elul.
Sure.
30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that was when Moses started his second 40-day feast. He comes down, talks to the people, breaks a thing, works through it all, and then he goes back up on the mountain. And Rosh Hashanah And it's your new year, the first of the year of the civil calendar. So you got religious calendar, civil calendar. Civil calendar is has all to do with life itself. So humanity is when man was born. It's when the fall and all that. Spiritual calendar is the new birth. It's when, at Passover is when we are born again. It's when Christ dies on the cross. So you have two calendars for that because we have two birthdays, all of us who are Christians. So Rosh Hashanah, the new year, think again, Holy Week. The priest was separated out 7 days before Yom Kippur. And the 10 days of awe, or the awesome days, end on Yom Kippur with fasting and prayer all day. And then in exactly 1 week on Sunday night, Monday, you'll have the beginning of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And this gives you the new garden, the new heavens, and the new earth. So all in this few weeks here, we're going to look at the creation of man, the fall of man. We've seen the unto this date the sacrifice that's represented the Christ, and then we're going to see the new heavens and earth. So there's a lot of really cool stuff. So why should Christians do this? Why would Christians not do this? This is that regular time that God said, do this, remember me, and I'll help you, you know, learn and know how to interact with me.
Listen up, New Testament Christians. Huh? How about it?
Yeah. I truthfully, you know, there's that kind of category. Well, you know, we're New Testament believers. Well, yes, because we live under the grace and blood and sacrifice of Jesus. But this wasn't just a Jewish thing. This was a God-established thing to draw us into relationship with Him. And that's what's so fascinating is because, like you're saying, this doesn't stop. It's going to continue into eternity.
You might as well learn it.
I mean, we're going to be celebrating the feast with the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ. So that's what's so exciting about it.
Amen.
We are walking. Yeah, we are walking. We are walking.